the Format Friday.
You're in the Playhouse on Y94.
Flush, the Format Friday sounds like Black 808. Y94, the number one hit music station, Zero Rad and Maggie, good morning. So this evening at the Fargo Dome, there's a rather large concert. Here's the trouble we're having this morning. Maggie discovered that she's got some family coming to town today.
I do.
And they're going to crash at your place. You don't want to just abandon them there and go to a concert and work with us at Y94. So your pair of tickets, you don't need. And I was thinking, you know, we have this lazy guy cue to call that we've been doing to give them away, but these are Maggie's tickets. Maybe we should do something special. And we've had some ideas submitted throughout the morning. We've kind of brainstormed. And there's one that I thought could be kind of fun.
I'm slightly terrified.
It'll require some creativity on your part, though. Not yours.
Okay,
the Playhouse family that would like to win the tickets. Now, if Taylor Swift is kind of known for anything, infamous for anything, it would be what, Rhett?
Well, it'd be breaking up and writing songs about people.
Exactly. So I was thinking, I'm looking at you, and I'm looking across the room, as I do every morning, at adorable, lovable Maggie.
Oh, stop.
And I'm thinking of her past relationships. She's probably often the breakup-er, right? Because who's going to break up with Maggie? It's like kicking a puppy in the face. Nobody's going to break up with Maggie. So I thought if we just solicited for vicious, vicious, vicious breakup speeches at 237 hits, and we got like through a few of them, and we giggled at them, and then that one gem came out as like clearly the best breakup speech we've ever heard. That person could have Maggie's tickets. I thought that would be kind of fun.
That does sound fun.
So what we would do is we just, it can't be the first person that gets through. We have to hear a couple probably to kind of judge, but what you do is you call 237 hits and you break up with Maggie. You don't have to be a guy. You can be a lady. It doesn't matter what your age is. All I want to hear is you viciously break up with Maggie. All I ask is that you don't swear because I don't feel like bleeping it out. My bleep button gets worn out on Private Y Day. I don't want to do it today. It's a Flush Format Friday, not Private Y Day. I'm not in the mood. So don't cuss at her because she's sweet little Maggie and that's just mean. But break up with her. You know, like 20, 30 seconds worth of breakup speech. And once we have a really good one, we'll go ahead and give that person tickets. I don't care if you're 8 years old or 80 years old, dude, female, whatever. You can be an alien from the planet Neptune. It doesn't matter. Just break up with Maggie at 237 hits, and somebody will get tickets. Break up with Maggie for Taylor Swift tickets is next.
This is Zero Rat and Maggie in the Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Y94.
All right, Playhouse airs here on Y94, the number one hit music station. Maggie can't make it to the show this evening, so we have Taylor Swift tickets of Maggie's to give away. And I thought what would be fun is, since Maggie is so adorable, and you know nobody's ever broke up with her, nobody has given her the Taylor Swift, what if we did a contest at 237 hits where you call and you break up with Maggie, regardless of your age or gender or relationship status, and the person that delivers the best breakup gets those Taylor Swift tickets.
I can just sit back. Can we do this the rest of the show?
I would love
that. Oh, can we please?
All right. 237 hits. You want to try to break up with Maggie for Taylor Swift tickets to the show this evening. What's your name?
This is Christy.
Christy? Is it Christy or Chrissy?
Christy.
Christy. You break up with a lot of people in your day?
Oh, a couple.
Okay. Well, for Taylor Swift tickets on the line here, I would love to hear you viciously break up with Maggie anytime.
All right, in the words of Rod Stewart, Maggie, I wish I'd never seen your face. Maggie, I drew lesbian for you, and you broke my heart, man. Why'd you do that? That's so wrong.
It's pretty good. They're singing. I like that. I do like the singing. Thank you. Who's this?
My name is Kara.
Kara, we would love to hear you viciously break up with Maggie. Anytime.
Okay. I'd say,
Maggie, I can't believe what I just saw on YouTube with you and that other guy the other night at the bar. And I'm so disgusted that I just can't take it anymore. It's completely over.
What did she do?
Oh, she was, I don't know if it was twerking or what it was.
God knows Maggie twerks like you've never seen.
Right?
Right, you've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
No, you've seen it. We actually have some...
You can't make fun of my twerking.
I know, you're a great twerker. You twerk it real good. We have some text breakups, it looks like.
Oh my God, really?
Maggie, we had some great times, and don't forget those, because I'll always remember you. You make me laugh every morning, and for that, I love you. Mm-hmm. But I'm just not in love with you.
Aww.
Sorry, I had to do this over text. XOXO. Maybe 30 years down the line, our paths may cross. But until then, YOLO! Also, I'm taking this to a different level by text. I'm sorry, but I've been thinking about this, but we're not going to work out. It has nothing to do with you. It's all me. Have a good life and see you around.
Best breakup with Maggie gets her Taylor Swift tickets at 237 Hits. What's your name?
Madeline.
Madeline, anytime you're ready, I'd love to hear you break up with Maggie.
Okay. I'll do it now.
Okay, go.
Okay. Well, Maggie, you're a really nice girl and everything, but, you know, we are never, ever, 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 never, ever getting back together.
What's your name?
TJ.
TJ, anytime you're ready, break up with Maggie.
My dearest Maggie, I heard before we even started dating that you were a bit of a heartbreaker. Mm-hmm. But now that I have seen the true side of you, it is over.
Over.
I will not.
Not.
But you break my heart. I am going to be the heartbreaker instead of the heartbreaky. Don't cry. I know. Goodbye.
That was pretty good, TJ.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. And what's your name?
This is Misty.
Misty, are you ready to break up with Maggie?
I am ready to break up with Maggie.
All right, let's hear it.
Maggie, I'm sorry, but you know how people say it's usually not you, it's me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but this just isn't the case. It's completely you.
What did I do?
I just can't handle your clinginess. Mm-hmm. I just can't handle how you talk to me. You all around just make me feel like a horrible person, and I just can't deal with that.
I like that one, too.
I'm sorry, Maggie. It's just you. I hope you find somebody who can deal with you, but that's not me.
Maggie, I hope you can find somebody who can deal with you, too. I really hope so.
Yeah, you know, I am pretty clingy.
And your name. Hi.
Emily.
Emily, anytime you're ready, I would love to hear you viciously break up with Maggie.
Okay. So we've been going out for a while. I mean, it's not you, it's me, but I'm more of a cat person.
Wait, you want to date cats or?
Not dogs.
Hey. And your name?
My name?
Yep.
Tim.
Tim, you ready to break up with Maggie?
Yeah, but believe me when I say that the person that did that would be a total douche.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, go for it.
Let me down easy.
Ready? Maggie, we've had a good run. And I believe that some of your friends and I are just a little bit closer than you and me. Can we still be friends?
Aw. That was like a sweet breakup. That was like tender. Thank you for tenderly breaking up with Maggie. A couple of them texted one, sir.
Let's see. I'm sorry, Maggie, but I'm seeing another cute short girl with nice feet.
Okay.
Sorry, Maggie, but I just can't look up to you. Maggie, I just got caught by my wife on Private Y with the Morning Playhouse. I just wanted to send you roses. I gotta get her back. Sorry. Maggie, I just can't continue seeing someone who spends so much private time in a room with two other guys. It's never ending.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The jealous type, huh?
You know, I think there's a couple of front runners. I don't know if there's a clear winner. I think we have to kind of confer at the judges' table here. I don't know. This is hard. We got to play a song. I'm not ready for this kind of commitment, which also would have been a great way to break up with Maggie, by the way. Gotta get
up. The Playhouse in the Morning with Zero, Rat, and Maggie. Let's
go!
Y94, the number one hit music station. Playhouse, hi.
Jasmine, are you guys finished breaking up with Maggie yet?
Well, if you have a real good one, I would like to hear it.
Okay. Maggie, girl, you with me. I can't believe you wore no shoes with that shirt all day. I don't know. Whoever told you that outfit, you should have said no. We are never, ever getting back together, girl. I don't even know what's wrong with you.
Thank you so much. Well, what we've been doing is Maggie can't make it to the show this evening, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So we have these Taylor Swift tickets just laying around that she can't even use. And we thought what would be fun is break up with Maggie and basically just have been soliciting for the worst breakups possible.
Well, and it's bad enough. I'm sad I can't go, and now all these people are breaking my heart.
Worst day ever. I'm sorry.
This
is weird for her because she's never been broken up with before.
I know.
And this tells you about the innocence of Maggie, because I feel like these aren't
them my tickets.
That heartbreaking of breakups. I've heard far worse. Mm-hmm.
But we did kind of confer at the judges' table. Do we have the person we want to call back and say, hey, here's your tickets?
We do.
Okay,
we
let's do this. Can you feel this magic in the air? It must have been the way you kissed me. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 22. Load up the phone here.
Hello?
Hey, Misty. It's the Playhouse calling you back. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good. We really liked how you broke up with Maggie. Would you like to go to Taylor Swift tonight?
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Well, totally if you squeal serious. A little bit in excitement, yes.
Oh, my God. I would be honored. Oh, my God.
Well, and keep in mind, you don't just have tickets. You have Maggie's
tickets.
Oh, my God.
So you better come by the studios. And when you pick up these tickets, you got to get a Y94 shirt because you're portraying the role of Maggie this evening.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I won. Oh, my God.
So you have to walk around on your knees the whole time.
Oh, my God.
Depending on how tall you are. You're going to Taylor Swift tonight for free. The requirement being you got to scream the name of the place that just gave them to you.
Y94.
Yes, ma'am. And, of course, Misty was the one that she said, I'm sorry. You know how some people say, it's not you, it's me. I'm sorry, Maggie. It's you.
Oh, it's totally you.
And she gave you about a 45-second tongue lashing about how much you suck.
That made me laugh, yes.
This been Break Up With Maggie. How did it feel to get the Taylor
Horrible.
Swift?
It Horrible. Sucks, huh? I want to write a song.
Well, here's the thing. That was Maggie's pair of tickets. That wasn't even the pair of tickets we were supposed to give away this morning. So there's a very real chance you'll hear that lazy guy cue to call here in a bit. Capital City, safe and sound in a few moments. More Flush Format Friday, your news and weather all on the way.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Every morning.
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Y94.